Welcome to the Fresh Take Podcast, brought to you by Craig's Power Equipment, locally owned, family run right here in Colorado Springs, the corner of Wasatch and Vermajo. On this week's edition, we're being joined by Denver Gazette, Denver Nugget beat writer, Vinny Benedetto. I'm being joined here on the Fresh Take Podcast with Nuggets beat writer, Vinny Benedetto. And Vinny, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Justin. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. The Nuggets just beginning their 2022-23 campaign. They're through a handful of games as of this podcast recording. The Nuggets are 500. Anything surprising you so far through the first four or five games for the Nuggets?
Yeah, I think the most surprising thing so far has been that the defense doesn't appear to be much improved, if improved at all. I mean, they brought in Bruce Brown and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for that reason primarily. And, I mean, through four games, they're still really struggling to get stops out on the perimeter. We saw it just earlier this week with Damian Lillard and Anthony Simons going nuts and combining for 60 points against the Nuggets. So that's one thing that I think the Nuggets got to get under control if they're going to be serious about their championship aspirations.
Yeah, through the first four games, the Nuggets have given up at least 117 points in all of their outings. That's not going to take this team too far in the postseason if that's not corrected. Talk about the health of the team. Of course, a lot of noise about the return of Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray to this Nuggets lineup.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's been surprising. If you would have told me during training camp that Michael Porter was going to play all five preseason games and the first four games of the regular season, including that back-to-back, that would have really surprised me. Now, we just got a report that he is out tonight. He's going to miss his first game of the season due to injury management. But I was at shoot around today, and the shot looks the same. He made, you know, probably 10 or 15 threes in a row. So it does seem like him sitting against the Lakers tonight is precautionary.
Mm-hmm.
But that it did surprise me how much he's played early in the season. And then Jamal Murray, you know, he did not play in that back-to-back. They gave him the Golden State game off so he could play in the home opener against the Thunder. And I think he looks more like he's working back into form. There have been some highlights where he looks like his old self, but I would say consistently he's not there yet. He's not at 100%. And that was never the expectation, that he would be, you know, fully up to speed this early in the season. The Nuggets have maintained that they're going to be smart about it and they're going to kind of ramp him up as the season goes along. So I think in the next 6 weeks or 2 months, you know, that's about the timeline you might be able to expect him to look like his regular self after that knee surgery.
Can Nuggets fans expect to see a lot of the quote-unquote load management throughout the season?
Yeah, I think that's going to be something they're just going to have to deal with in the first couple months of the season. But as it gets into the new year and late in the regular season, I think they're going to try and want to be building these guys up so that they can play 30 minutes, you know, on back-to-back nights if the situation calls for it. Yeah, but for the next few weeks, I think we can continue to see some load management going on, unfortunately, for the fans.
Let's talk about the back-to-back MVP, the Joker, Nikola Jokic. What type of season can we expect? Is this going to be another campaign where we're going to be talking about maybe a three-peat for the MVP?
As much as he might not like it, I mean, all indications are that he's on pace to have another season where he's going to be in the conversation. I mean, you look at his numbers right now, I think he's like half an assist away from averaging a triple-double, which is something that would absolutely get him in the conversation for a third straight MVP. But I think there is going to be some kind of voter fatigue after giving him the award the last 2 years and the Nuggets not making that deep postseason run that people want to see out of their MVP, even if it is a regular season award. I think he's got that working against him. So, yeah, I think, you know, Joel Embiid and Luka Doncic are two guys that could very likely end the streak. But I think just from a performance and a numbers perspective, I think we can expect Nikola to be in the conversation whether he likes it or not.
Just your opinion. Is there any weakness on this roster? Is there something that the Nuggets in the front office may need to address via trade or whatever to take this team to the next level and in advancing in the postseason in the Western Conference?
Yeah, the only thing, as the roster stands right now, the only thing that really comes to mind, and it's not a huge thing, but it's the backup center minutes. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're kind of by committee. It's DeAndre Jordan one night, it's Zeke Nnaji the next night. I think Jeff Green even, you know, logged some minutes at the five when they were going really small. So I think that's one thing that they could improve and just kind of give the second unit a stronger identity if they have one person they're going to every night in the minutes Nikola's not playing. I think that could help because right now it's just been really pretty inconsistent from Jordan and Nnaji and even Jeff Green when he's been in there. So that's one area where I think they could stand to improve, but the rest of the roster looks pretty versatile and complete.
Yeah. What should be the expectations of the Nuggets fans? I'm hearing a lot of people saying, hey, this is a team that could get a one or two seed in the playoffs, but I'm looking at this Western Conference. It is so stacked. You got the Pelicans. You got, surprisingly, the Portland Trail Blazers started off 4-0, not to mention Phoenix and Golden State, and along with the L.A. Clippers, Jai Morant in Memphis. I mean, what's a realistic expectation for the Nuggets?
Yeah, I think it has to start with home court advantage, at least in the first round. So a top four finish in the West, in the Western Conference. And I don't think that's going to be easy, but I think that's kind of where the baseline is for this team. Get home court. I think you got to expect them to get out of the first round at least. And, you know, I think a lot of people would like to see them get back to the Western Conference Finals and set that as their expectation. But I think that kind of comes down to that second round matchup. You know, if the Warriors are still up there, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, Pelicans, you mentioned them. I mean, there's no shortage of teams that could rightfully consider themselves contenders in this Western Conference. So I don't think it's a fair expectation to say, hey, it's Western Conference Finals or bust. But I think they definitely got to be in the conversation and be competitive at least through the second round if you want to paint this season as a successful one.
Who do you think is going to come out of the West? Just give us a little prediction. I know it's before Christmas, but a before Christmas prediction.
And I'm just kind of at this point where I'm going to want to see somebody else beat the healthy Warriors before mm-hmm. I give anyone else the nod. And I mean, obviously they went through some ugly stuff in the preseason with that Draymond Green and Jordan Poole incident. But I think there's enough time between now and the end of the regular season where if this team can get on the same page, they've got some young guys like Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody, James Wiseman, who I think could elevate the team if needed. So until somebody knocks off the Warriors when they're healthy and they've got that core playing together, I guess I'm just going to ride with the Warriors.
And over on the
East, as boring as that might be.
Well, I agree with you. I think until they're dethroned, Golden State's the team to beat in the West. What about out East? I just mentioned how deep the West was, but the East is not too far behind.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, take your pick. Celtics, Sixers, Bucks. I think I'm going to lean with the Bucks just in terms of kind of back to the let's see somebody beat them when they're healthy. They were without Chris Middleton last year, mm-hmm. at least in part of the playoffs, and I think he's kind of a really maybe undervalued piece to that team. So, yeah, I could certainly get behind a Bucks-Warriors finals.
What are your feelings about Brooklyn?
That's interesting. They no shortage of star power. They're like on the flip side of the Warriors, where like all the talent is there, but mm-hmm. I would like to see it. I'd like to see it accomplish something before I put out, you know, some lofty expectations of the Nets. But yeah, super talented team. You know, it looks like Kyrie's probably going to be playing more times than not this year, which is obviously a boost to them. Kevin Durant still impossible to guard for most teams, so they certainly have the star power and the talent. It's just a matter of can they get that help from the bench if, you know, if they do run into minor injuries, can the coach get the most out of that team? Are they together? So I think there's too much kind of smoke around the Nets, especially factoring in, you know, the off season of, are there trade demands or are there not? Mm-hmm. I think there's just a lot going on there that I would like to see it before I predict it, I guess.
Yeah, even talk surrounding their head coach, Steve Nash, on whether or not he's going to make it through an 82-game regular season schedule with Brooklyn. Vinny, our final question before we let you go. The Nuggets will be able to do this throughout the season to be able to obtain a top four seed in the Western Conference.
Stopping the ball, they got to start slowing down some of these other teams' guards. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Lillard and Simons. Steph Curry had a huge game for the Warriors. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, every lead guard the Nuggets have played so far has had a big scoring night on mostly efficient shooting performances, and that's just something. There's too many talented guards in the West mm-hmm. that if you're not going to guard them on a nightly basis, it's going to be really hard to have sustained success. So if you want to pin it on one thing, I think it's that perimeter defense.
Mm-hmm. And how much of that is just Jamal Murray kind of reacquainting himself at this point of the season?
I think it's a big part of it because he's strong enough. You know, if he gets fully back up to speed, I think he's quick enough to stick with some of these guys. But I don't think it has to be all on him. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned earlier, this is why they brought in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. This is why they brought in Bruce Brown. You know, those kind of guys can give Jamal a few breaks or assume the primary responsibility of guarding some of these guys. Aaron Gordon did a lot last year. So they have guys who appear to be capable of doing it. It's just a matter of actually doing it at this point.
All right, Vinny, let our listeners know where they can find you and also where they can read your fantastic work.
Yeah, at Twitter, I'm at VBenedetto. It's BenedetTo. And you can find my work in the sports sections at both Gazette.com and DenverGazette.com.
Vinny Benedetto, the beat writer for the Denver Nuggets. Vinny, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the weather is starting to change and old man winter is breathing down our necks. So I want you to do something to get ready for the arrival of old man winter and head over to Craig's Power Equipment, your local authorized outdoor power equipment dealer serving Colorado Springs. Right now, Craig's is carrying brands like Toro and Honda snow throwers. Also, Snow X plows and sanders are in stock, along with Honda generators, which are 5% off. At Craig's Power Equipment, all purchases are serviced on site and ready to go, and all warranties are handled locally. See Craig's Power Equipment, the corner of Wasatch and Vermejo in Colorado Springs.